Chapter 1. London, February 1900. I had been expecting a visit from Harry Armitage ever since the newspapers reported his detective agency solved the murder of the Piccadilly Playhouse actress. The fact that he had not called on me at the Mayfair Hotel was a source of both disappointment and regret. Disappointment, because I'd assumed he'd be gentlemanly enough to thank me properly for giving his name to the journalists, and regret that I hadn't taken the glory for myself and set up my own agency on the back of the publicity instead. The regret, however, was fleeting. My friend Harmony's irritation was not. She made it very clear she thought I was a fool for letting the world think Mr. Armitage had solved the crime. She wouldn't speak to me for 2 days, although she continued to clean my rooms of a morning as part of her maid's duties. I left her half my breakfast, as usual, but she didn't touch it. It took an order of French pastries for the frostiness to thaw, and even then she made it sound as if she were doing me a favour by sharing them. "I wouldn't want you getting fat," she said right before she bit into a buttery pain au chocolat. "You're such a sweet friend." She stopped chewing to stare at me. "Yes, we're friends," I said, taking the other pain au chocolat from the plate. "We must be, or we wouldn't be able to tell the other what we truly think." "I'm just your maid." "You are not just anything. You are marvellous to protect me as you do, and to want me to succeed. But you must allow me to explain my decision." I had already explained it to her, but it seemed we needed to revisit it. Mr. Armitage's new business needed a helping hand, and I was in a position to give it. "He can take care of himself. He's a man. You've got to take care of you." "And I will in due course. Mr. Armitage may be a man, but he must fend for himself. I have this lovely hotel to live in and no financial burdens. One day, I'll make my own way in the world and move out of here, but until then, I must abide by my uncle's wish that I shouldn't work. Giving Mr. Armitage the glory was a way of killing two birds with one stone. I don't anger my uncle, and Mr. Armitage reaps the benefits of the publicity." She licked each of her fingers, taking her time to savour the chocolatey goodness, or to think about what she wanted to say next. "It wouldn't have anything to do with him being handsome, would it?" I barked a laugh. "Good Lord, no. Do you think I would be taken in by a strong set of cheekbones, warm eyes, and an athletic physique? I'm hardly a giddy schoolgirl." By the way she eyed me, I suspected she thought I protested too vehemently. "Then, did you help him because you felt guilty for getting him dismissed from his position here?" I shot to my feet. "No. Shall we do my hair?" I avoided her gaze in the mirror as I sat at my dressing table. She picked up the brush and stroked it through my hair with surprising gentleness. She must know I was lying about feeling guilty and feel sorry for me. "Are you surprised he hasn't thanked me?" I asked. "I'm surprised." She abruptly stopped brushing. "About that?" I spun around to face her. "Harmony, what is it?" She reached into her apron pocket and pulled out a letter. "This arrived for you, from Mr. Armitage." I unfolded it and read. It was dated 2 days prior. "Harmony, why did you withhold it? He's not deserving of your generosity." "I don't see what that has to do with you not giving me this. Please don't withhold my mail from me again." The letter was very brief. It simply stated, "Miss Fox, I suppose you are responsible for the surge in new clients coming through my door. Sincerely, Harry Armitage." I turned the letter over, but there was nothing written on the reverse. It was hardly the gratitude I'd hoped for. "You're disappointed," Harmony said carefully. I forced myself to smile at her reflection. "Not at all. That man's not worth the trouble of your thoughts, let alone your kind actions. You should put that letter where it deserves to go, in the wastebasket." I didn't need to be a detective to know she'd read the letter earlier and had kept it from me to spare my feelings. She'd known I'd be disappointed with Mr. Armitage's lack of appreciation. She put down the brush, and I caught her hand as she let it go. "Thank you, Harmony, but I would rather be informed than not.